My name is Kyler Price. I am 17 years old. Today is November 26th, 2017, and I am speaking with Jim Argerbright, who is my grandfather. We are recording this interview in Pierceton, Indiana. What was your favorite moment in your life so far?
Well, my favorite moment in my life so far is right now, every day. And the reason for that is I've known what has transpired in the past with my life, the goods and the bads, and I can take learning from all those every day and know what I want to do in the future and hopefully make the new moments every day more enjoyable and more fulfilling, since I already do know what's happened in the past. So every day is the most favorite moment in my time now.
What is the best decision you've made so far?
Well, as I look back in the positions I've been in work and serving the community and so forth, I've had to make a lot of decisions with my life and with my community's well-being in life. My best decision right now, I believe, was when I married my wife, Julie Argerbright, and we've been married now 43, going on 44 years, and we dated for 7 years while we went to college, and that has been probably the best decision in my life. My worst decision that I've made, as I look back, I guess is not doing my best in everything I do. I wish now that I would have studied harder, especially English. English wasn't my best in school, and communications is so important now. Writing skills, writing on the computer, you know, and that sort of thing. We didn't have computers back when I went to college and stuff, so, but communication skills, you know, was tough to do, and I wished I'd have studied harder in that. And then things that I like to be challenged, and sometimes I didn't give 100% in those challenges, and I wished I'd have given more now, because I think the outcome would have been better.
What kind of jobs have you had?
Well, I grew up on a dairy farm. My dad milked cows 40 years. He did not want me to milk. He wanted me to be a school teacher. I didn't want that. So I went to Purdue University, came out of there with an economics, BS in economics, agriculture economics. My first job, real job, while I was in school, I worked for the USDA government every summer. And while I was going to Purdue University, I worked for the Purdue Swine Farm. Got out of college, took a job with a thing similar to Tractor Supply in Warsaw, and took that job. I lasted 2 or 3 days, decided it was not for me. Too many employees standing around, not doing anything, not taking care of customers, which is kind of a pet peeve of mine. Came home, milked with my dad for a while, got a school bus driving job, did that for about 6-7 months, then a position came open with Federal Land Bank to make farm mortgages. I applied for that. I got that. I worked for them 10 years, which was very fulfilling, very good. And then a local bank hired me away from them. And I've been with them for going on 34 years now. So I've been in ag financing for almost 44 years. Really liked working with the people. Every loan is different. Every farming operation is different. I've been with farmers through really prosperous times. I've been through with farmers in really tough economic times, high interest rate as high as 16-17%. Of course, the low ones. Been through all facets of it, and I enjoy working with them and helping them prosper.
What is your most memorable moment?
Well, that's kind of similar to question number one, but probably overall is having our kids and doing things with them, and hopefully instilling honesty, hard work, common sense, and watching them and their kids grow.
It's like the last question, but there's people involved. What with your children would you say was one of your favorite moments?
Well, watching them succeed and grow as young adults, and seeing, you know, it's this world's pretty tough, and watching them face their challenges and how they handle those, and helping them but letting them get through them, has been very memorable. With my wife, you know, we hit a snag partway through our life that we separated for 2.5 months, and we now say it was the best thing that ever happened because it refocused us, and our life is together is much better. Our goals are very common. We built a house a dozen years ago and had no disagreements on the house. But we kind of, it's interesting that we want the same things now. We've both been very much in the public. My wife's been a nurse working with people. I've been working with people's financial, and you also get into their personal lives. They draw you into that. And so doing that, we both have the same goals to get into retirement and things we want to do, and very satisfying now, and we're more in love than we've ever been.
Where did you and your wife meet originally?
Okay, we met in high school. In our elementary years, we went to different schools. Of course, back then, each township had a school. So I never met her until we was in high school, and met her there, started dating, and dated for 7 years, and like I said before, we have been married 44, or going on 44, so really we've been together 50 years and been through good times and been through some tough times, but now things are going great.
What was your childhood like?
Well, back in the 60s, I was born in 1952. I lived on a dairy farm, so naturally there was a lot of work there to do. It required outdoor work and physical work. Then, I had four sisters, no brothers. I was the youngest. And life on a dairy farm, every day there was chores to do and so forth. But the one thing our parents did was seeing that we got to do school activities, whether it was sports or FFA or anything like that, we got to do that. And then one of their goals was that all of us go to college and graduate, and all five of us did. And that's quite an accomplishment for dairy farmers and so forth, to have that those kind of dreams for their kids. My dad was very easygoing guy. My mother was a little harsher, but very loving, extremely good cook. She could always take the simplest meal and make it a feast. But it was just a lot of, but it taught me hard work, common sense, honesty, and just get at it and get things done.
With that childhood question, what was your favorite part of your childhood?
Well, that's interesting because, again, growing up on a dairy farm and a lot of work and so forth, I guess that's a little tough to say. The favorite thing, I guess, you know, our vacation was going to the state fair and showing dairy cattle. Went down there with friends and spent 4 or 5 days, slept in the barn, right with the cattle and we met a lot of friends, went with friends, and they are still lifetime friends, so I suppose that was it.
I think we went over this, but your family, you talked about your family when you were a child. They were very loving, very, very kind. You weren't ever fighting much. It was always a peaceful time with your family. Yeah?
Well, back then I think things are different now. We respected our parents. Was taught to respect elders, whether it was our parents, other people, did not talk back, did not cuss to them, and just kind of knew our place in that and learned from that to speak when need to be speaking and be quiet when not. But it taught us a lot on how to act in public, be respectful, but still be confident and be proud that, you know, we come from rural America that had great ethics.
Nowadays, what's your favorite hobby?
Well, growing up, doing a lot of things outside. I really enjoy the outdoors, whether it's fishing, whether it's hunting, whether it's just watching nature, seeing rural America or America period, and understanding how this country got to where it is. Dealing with the public daily, it's great to go out and have that solitude where you can let the stress go and marvel at the engineer that Mother Nature is, whether it's waterfowl or birds flying or animals and how tough they are and how they get through tough winters or hot sessions and that, and just really, really just embracing what a lot of people take for granted.
You're close to retirement, and that might be a little tough for you, considering you're an upgoing guy. You like to get around. What are your plans?
Kyler, you know that when I my feet hit the floor, I'm awake. I don't plan to sleep in. I plan to do a lot of things with my wife, see the country. I want to see this country and know it before I would go overseas. We like out west. Went to Missouri a couple weeks ago, loved it. But also watching the grandkids and kids and grandkids continue to grow and see where their life takes them. But we both, we've talked about this a lot, my wife and I. We both want to finally get out of the public eye and do things that we want to do on days that we want to do them. And we've been very accountable to people, and now we want to be accountable to ourselves and just really enjoy this. And that I think that one thing I cherish and will is my father passed away when he was 64. I passed that milestone, which was a target I had on to do that and keep my health and keep active so I can enjoy that retirement with my wife.
You said in stories that you've told me with your grandma, you'd like to, when you retire, go out to places like Alaska and or like Wyoming and have a cabin, you know, and just stay there, live there, because of how peaceful it is out there. And can you explain on that?
Sure, I can. Again, that goes back to being in working with people daily, getting involved not only financially, but in their personal life, being past county commissioner for 12 years, been on other committees for going on 20 plus years, and being active in the community, and we felt that we've done our part. With those responsibilities, sometimes did not do things or go on vacations that we wanted to because of looming projects or things we know that needed to get done and knew we wouldn't be able to enjoy vacation. There, you know, we again want to see the United States. We went traveling into some of these areas, and I enjoy going into the little restaurants and things like that and just sitting down and chatting with people, and it's unbelievable how they respond, and those people are extremely friendly. The it's not a fast-paced pressure world, and that's what we want to get into that situation where very kind of a more quiet attitude and scenic, and we just love nature. I mean, a quiet stream, sitting there and listening to it go by and watching nature and just trying to understand how this world evolved and things like that. Just some real nice quiet time.
Not involving the last question, something you'd like to do in your life, anything at all?
Well, you know, the couple of them shows had people with their bucket list, things like that that they'd like to do yet, and being a hunter, I guess if I could shoot an elk or a moose, that'd probably fulfill quite a bit of my bucket list on that part, because we got a lot of deer, and I've taken a lot of deer over the years, and I continue to fish. But that would put me into different parts of the country that it would test me at going on 66, and before I get to do that, I'll probably be 67 or 8. You know, my health and stamina to do that, plus it would be an accomplishment to do that. Of course, watching the family grow up and grandkids, and again, hopefully giving them some direction. We've been through, you know, a lot of things, and whether it's personal and family stuff or whether it's careers and that, just being there to kind of guide them when they asked and so forth. So that closeness is very important to us.
You told me one time about different, like the drafting in the military, and you were close. You were almost about to be picked. Tell me about that.
Well, in my era, when I was young, it was the Vietnam War. And when they started out, they had student deferments and things like that, and it got to the point that they did away with those, and they went to a lottery draft system where they put everybody's birth date on a pea in a pod in a big thing, and they rolled it and they pull one out at a time, and so that lottery was based on your birthday, and if your birthday got picked in a low number, then that's the line up as I started drafting for that year. My junior year in college was my lottery year. And again, they did away with student deferments and things like that. And I remember I lived in an ag fraternity, and all us juniors that year, the day of that lottery draft, we sat in a room watching TV to see when our number came up. My number was 263, a high number. My chances of going would have been very, very limited unless they decided, you know, the war escalated and they was going to draft a whole bunch more. I think that year they got up to number 70 birth date. But it was pins and needles, you know, as we sat there and wondered what way our life was going to go if we got drafted. And that very interesting time in this U.S. history.
Do you ever feel as if you should have been picked, or in any way, shape, or form, or are you glad you didn't get picked?
Well, war is not fun. Having not been through it, it's easy for me to say. I've talked to some people that have went through it and was in very tough times and survived. Changed them and their life forever. Sometimes you do feel a little guilty that did you do your part? I had no qualms if I got drafted that I would go. But it also very tough walking through those jungles and, you know, not knowing if you was going to step on a mine or get shot and if you was going to make it back. Has always entered in, and I totally respect the people that serve to protect this country and keep our values, and we live in a country of freedom, to being tested right now. But I totally respect everyone that has served, the ones that have died to protect our well-being and our beliefs. They sacrificed all. So sometimes, yeah, if you really think about it, you know, you ask yourself, did you do your part?
As we wrap up to our final question, what are some quotes or words of inspiration you stand by? You can state as many as you want.
Well, I think, I guess, some of the things I pride myself on is being honest. Honest as a day is long. I've got a couple friends of mine that are that way. I don't have to worry about them because I know what they tell me is the truth. And I know they're the type of people that couldn't lie if they wanted to. I think I'm that way. I being community involved, I just hope everybody would do something for their community, get involved, whether it's places, things like the United Way, you know, nonprofit organizations that help the needy and stuff, or, you know, making their towns better or making their communities better, or youth groups, and that. I think that's tremendously fulfilling. I know when I was commissioner, worked a lot of hard hours and so forth, and some tough meetings, and sometimes you knew half those people were going to be mad at you when they left because of the decision. But I made a point always to say hi to those people and talk to them, and those people now talk to me, and I feel that they know I gave a hard, honest, and an effort that I did my homework to make decisions and so forth. So I guess the big thing is be honest to the people you're with, be honest to yourself, and use your talent. You know, I get on you sometimes, Skyler, because you've got a tremendous amount of talent and you're not utilizing it. And don't be one of those people and that 20 years down the road said, I wished I had done that. With a little more effort, you can do those things, and and really lead a prosperous life. And that doesn't mean you're going to be rich, but prosperous with friends and family and a good life. And that's the inspiration I like to talk about.
I love you.
I love you too.